Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
All right, so I want to start at the college level with Brian Kelly, the head coach at LSU in Baton Rouge. Go Tigers. LSU football, really, really good right now. They got a chance, my guy, to climb to the top of the rankings here. They are now ranked third coming off of a win over Florida. So they started their season by beating Clemson 17-10 in what we thought was a test. Looks less so now.
Well, less.
Then they played Louisiana Tech. It was 23-7. They played Florida unranked this past week, won 20-10. They have not been great on offense. They're not moving the ball, scoring the points people
expect.
Which expected.
Is so weird, by the way, because it's usually they'll score 60 and give up 65.
They're better defensively, and their offense has kind of regressed some with Garrett Nussmeier, quarterback, who's a pro prospect and a legit QB. I bring up LSU, and I start the audio vault with Brian Kelly, because this is a bit of a theme today. You're going to hear from him and Dabo. These college coaches that make all this money and kind of run their programs and their image and pick and choose who's at press conferences and stuff, they get away with a lot at the mic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they just cannot be questioned. They can't even deal with the idea that someone wants to know what's going on with the program. Listen to Brian Kelly after they beat Florida 20-10 last weekend.
Brian in the back, I know you love these immediate post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's some ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
So he went too far, especially there at the end when he's like lecturing the entire room. There's some of that sentiment that I don't hate. So you get some Herm Edwards in there, by the way.
Yes.
Where he's like,
what a sprinkling.
You play to win the game.
He's like, hello.
That was full. He didn't go full Herm Edwards. He went three quarters Herm Edwards,
yeah.
Right? But I'll also acknowledge that should not have been the first question of the press conference. That's probably true. When you're in a media corps, not to say you're working together, but like there's a touch and feel session here where you're going like, all right, why don't you talk about the win? Why don't you talk about Garrett's performance? You know, whatever it is, and you kind of feel it out, and then you go, okay, they won 20-10. It's time to ask him. Hey, congrats on being 3-0. You don't even need to say that. You could just be a bulldog and be like, hey, Brian, I know you guys won, but the offense is still not great. If that was the seventh question, does he get as angry? Probably not. So there's something there. But this guy, man, he is just a lot, isn't he? He is a bulldog, and he's so upset. You're spoiled, he said. He called the questions ridiculous. I just thought that audio was incredible.
He said they're out of line. It's not.
Out of line is completely incorrect and probably an irresponsible phrase.
Well, by the way, so I think you did a good point laying it out. The first question, as negative sounding as it could possibly be, by the way, after an SEC win.
But these coaches, they feel like in these rooms, you're supposed to be rooting for us.
This is where I'm going.
That's the problem at the college level.
Go back to Urban Meyer bullying people out of the room at Florida or whatever else. Because these guys are both, now this is the old way, but they were both head coach, sort of senior mentor, GM deciding who gets scholarships and this, that, and the other. I know the world's changed with NIL and stuff, but they have God complexes because they don't report to anybody other than the AD who they make 10 times as much as.
Right.
Right. And if you fire them, they are on easy street with tens of millions of dollars to put their feet up and drink pina coladas. They cannot believe in these like tier three mid-sized towns that everybody isn't sitting there going, well, I'm so impressed y'all won today. What's that feel like? What was the post-game spread like? What'd you say to the team afterwards? Because we're just so blessed to have you.
That's basically the tone.
That's what he wants. And that's what
we want. Celebrate us. We're 17-1 at night.
Tell us how good we are. Answer the question.
I will say really quickly that while it's not as common in the NFL, there are coaches that don't really understand. Like Mike Shanahan once called me into the principal's office at the park. And I sit down waiting for him to come in, like, in a very dramatic way. They like, bring me in, and they sit me down at his desk, and he's not in there yet. And then he walks in, and he's like, I need you to help me with something. And he, like, sits down, and he's talking about, I heard you on the radio the other day. He's like, you were talking about the play we were running at practice or something. He's like, I need you to not do that. And I'm like, but you did it in public. Like, there were fans there, Mike. And he's like, yeah, but.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Don't you want us to win football games? And I'm like, sure, that'd be great. He's like, but he thought, like, we're all in this together, which is funny because you're not helping me very much. You're not giving me – if we're all in this together, let me know who you're going to start on Sunday. That didn't go both ways, by the way.
Yeah, well, if we're in this together, where's that paycheck?
Right, exactly.
Where's that one? You know what I mean?
That's the other thing.
You want me in with you, by all means.
I'll say whatever you want.
Put a comma and some zeros in there.
You just help my kids get to college.
I mean, on your team,
and
sure.
I will absolutely sing your praise.
You know what they were not doing was running this play, I tell you that.
Right.
Right?
that's funny. So let's stay in college for a second.
All right.
Another of the silly geese at the collegiate level, occasionally at the podium, Dabo Swinney of Clemson. Dabo wants to remind everyone, even though it has been just a debacle for Clemson to this point, how much he's won. He's DJ Khaled, apparently.
Yes.
All he does is win. So Clemson is 1-2. Their season is effectively cooked in terms of the national championship picture right now. They were expected coming in to be a top-five team. We had college guests on.
They started fourth in the country.
Like, look out for them. They'll win the national title. And they're 1-2. This was Dabo this week.
If they want me gone, if they tired of winning, they can send me on their way because that's all we've done is win. So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking. Is that good? I don't know if that's good or not. To win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, be in 4 national championships, win it twice. Yeah, we're a little down right now. Take your shots, but I got a long memory in case y'all don't know. We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. This is a program built to last, always has been, always will be. And I would just say if you give up on us, if you don't believe on us because we've lost 2 games down to the last straight and we're one, you didn't believe in us anyway, so it don't matter. You wasn't all in anyway. If you're all in, you burn the ships, man. There ain't no exit strategy. Like, you're freaking all in. And hey, listen, I mean, if Clemson's tired of winning, they send me on my way, but I'm going to go somewhere else and coach. I ain't going to the beach. Hell, I'm 55. I got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while.
There's a lot there.
I love it.
So
I love
again,
just cutting a promo.
Just like with Brian Kelly, there's actually some truth to what he's saying, I think. Like, they win a lot. Expectations have gotten really high. He turned Clemson into this thing where it's national championship or bust. But where you lose me is, like, the veiled threats, you know, where you're like, where you're talking to. And also, you talk to everyone. This is exactly what we just talked about. He's talking to media members, and he's like, you're not with us. If you're not with us right now at our low point, you can't be with us. No one's with you unless they work for Clemson.com. Mm-hmm. You know, they write for newspapers, man. Like, he doesn't understand that part. And I get in college, the lines are blurred a little bit because you do have a lot of reporters that are in there in like their Clemson hat that have covered the team for 37 mm-hmm. years or whatever.
Yeah, but none of those guys are rubbing that rock pregame. You know what I mean?
Tired of winning. He acted like also, if Clemson's tired of winning, like when he leaves, there's no way anyone else could ever win there. If you want to keep winning, you keep me. But if you're tired of winning, kick me out. I'll go win somewhere else. And you can say goodbye to all your winning. You don't think anyone else? Maybe. All right, let's go to the NFL. John Parker Romo. You ever heard of this guy?
No, who's that?
This is the new kicker of the Atlanta Falcons who replaced Young Wei
Koo. Oh, I got rid of my guy, Young Wei.
Hit a game-winning kick on Sunday Night Football this past week. He had not met any of his teammates. Mm. They brought him in during the day. He didn't know who anyone was, so he's doing this post-game interview with NBC, and Melissa Stark's like, she shouldn't have put him on the spot, but it was kind of hilarious, so good for her. And she's like, do you even know these guys? He's like, yeah, I know Bijan Robinson. Yeah, because you had him on fantasy, bro.
Right.
You know him because
I had the second pick.
You know him because you watched the NFL on Sunday. She's like, she literally goes like, who's that guy? He's like, I don't really know. She's like, oh, that's the guy. That's your defensive end, man. They're meeting on television.
And I know you're learning your teammates' names. You know their names, right?
I know Bijan.
This is Leonard Floyd over here. You guys want it? Nice to meet you. Back to you guys.
They shake hands on national television. Dude just won him a football game.
I love that, actually.
That's the amazing thing about the kicking position. So many jobs on the line. Every one of these games control the emotions of a town for a week. The entire building is resting on this leg of this dude who one day ago was not a part of this. You know, we talk about us and we and brotherhood and this and that. Like, if Matt Gay pulls a hammy at practice today, there's some dude flying in from some other place that might decide on Sunday if the other 89 people in the building that are doing the football stuff get to be happy or not for 7 days. I mean, it is wild when you think about that position.
Yeah, it is. And it's the, you know, I always say there are 52 guys, or maybe 51 when you start counting the punters, who are these – world beyond world class, the 1/1,000,000th of 1% elite, 99.9% barred, like biggest, fastest, strongest, most, you know, toughest human beings that have ever lived on this planet. And then there's this one guy that like looks like the ball boy who trots out there with like an old school face bar on his mask, and he's like, okay, it comes down to you. You know, the guy that can't run the 4-4, the guy that can't throw it 50 yards or can't make a tackle, that guy who strains things just by like being around. Okay, win it for us or lose it for us. Unreal.
Kickers are people too. Mm-hmm. ESPN pregame, Adam Schefter says Shedeur Sanders told the Ravens not to draft him in the 5th round. The Ravens, mind you, you've been sitting around for 5 rounds. They're about to take him, and he goes, no, please don't. He doesn't want to sit behind Lamar Jackson. He's a starter, you see. Round 5, he's telling teams not to take him because he didn't like the situation. He'd have to sit behind a starter. This was Schefter with that report.
The Baltimore Ravens, were planning to select Shedeur Sanders in the 5th round with the 141st overall selection. But when he found out, he got word back to the Ravens that he preferred not to go to a place where he'd be competing and backing up Lamar Jackson. He wanted to be in a place that he could play. And so when the Ravens got that message, they pivoted, went a different direction with the 141st overall selection. And 3 picks later, the Cleveland Browns selected Shedeur Sanders, who will be in Baltimore today.
So that was a big storyline because those teams were playing this past weekend. Alex Smith of ESPN's Monday Night Football, a countdown crew and pregame show, could not believe what he heard. This is a former 1-1, you know, number one overall pick, played in the league, championship level player who had some great seasons. Alex Smith was like, you got to be kidding me. Listen to this.
I think this is insane, right? Like, if this is true, I think this is crazy, right? At this point, you're in the 5th round. I understand you had higher hopes, but you've dropped to the 5th round and you're thinking about being a starting quarterback the next year. I think this is incredibly short-sighted. Like, if you're in this situation, you want to go to an organization that is going to develop you, right? Here you have the Baltimore Ravens, the model of stability in the NFL. This regime's been together for how many decades now? Mm-hmm. And actually has a track record to develop quarterbacks. Joe Flacco, Lamar, right? Instead, you choose the Cleveland Browns because you think you have a chance to start the next year. And it, mind you, the Cleveland Browns, who are on the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to stability, right? This is the same organization that walked away from Baker Mayfield as the number one pick in the draft. What's he gone on to do? Oh, he's only led the NFL in touchdown passes since joining the Bucs, right? How many starting quarterbacks? There's been 700 starting quarterbacks in the last 20 years for the Cleveland Browns. Like, this makes zero sense. You want to go to a good organization where you can develop.
I'll jump in here. Alex Smith just spitting fire.
Yeah.
And by the way, verbal retweet, every word that he said. And you wonder about the judgment that some teams didn't love.
Well, okay.
Has any quarterback ever in the fifth round been like, nah, I'm a starter. I can't go there. You got an MVP.
Well, but even beyond that, I mean, at this point in the fifth round, it's what is that expression about beggars and choosers? Something comes up. But the second point, though, is you're very aware that Cleveland already took someone two rounds before. Where's that text? Where's that phone call to be like, there's another person you took two rounds ahead of me. There's 17 other players that are already there that I'll rather just do that. Maybe you think, you know, you're better than that guy. You go beat him out. But at this point, you're going, there's a disconnect there, I think is the word that comes to mind.
All right, last one in the audio vault, all football today on a football Friday. So Brent Pry obviously fired Virginia Tech.
Yep.
They were not the only team to fire a coach. UCLA this week fired Deshaun Foster. Well, it reminded me of Deshaun Foster's introductory press conference. This might be the first time this has ever happened. Twice we'll play this on the audio vault, because when it originally happened, it was one of the most amazing things I'd ever heard. You probably won't remember this. But in his introductory presser, he had one of the strangest opening commentaries in history. And it's like, wait, how did we get to a point where it was so bad that they fired him a couple games into this season? Well, this was the first time he ever stepped up to the mic in front of the media.
You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in LA. It's us and USC.
Welcome aboard.
Here's some information.
Let's go win football games.
We're located in Los Angeles, California. There's another school that's also in Los Angeles, California. University of Southern California.
Narrator voice. It did not work out. Grant and Danny with you on the fan. Let's get you ready for the weekend next. No Jaden Daniels for the Commanders. Marcus Mariota getting the nod for Washington. How will the offensive plan change? That's next on G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.